If you are a scholar and want to do some heavy research, does the New York Public Library have a bargain for you? I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. The research libraries decided to stop using file cards back in 1972, switching over to computer-produced catalogs in book form. But what to do with all those well-thumbed catalog cards that dated back to, believe it or not, 1848, nearly 10 million of them? James Henderson, former director of the research libraries, admits the cards had become pretty ratty.
There were broken corners, some of the information was missing, so there had to be a project which amounted to rehabilitation of the cards.
That meant retyping many of them and microfilming them.
And then from the microfilm, through a special process of xerography, the plates were made, so that from the plates, the pages of the book catalog could be produced.
That's what they did, says Henderson, make a book catalog of all those millions of cards. Actually, not one catalog, though, 800 volumes of them.
There were 100 sets published, of which 40 came to the New York Public Library, and about 60 have been subscribed to by other libraries throughout the United States and the world.
There are a number of sets left over, says Henderson, which you can buy. All right. Tell us the big question. How much?
I believe it is now $36,000 per set.
Of course, that's 800 volumes. Still, $36,000 is a bit pricey.
It's really sort of a bargain if you want to break it down on a per-volume basis.
James Henderson, who directed the 6.5-year project to turn into book form the 10 million card catalogs of the research libraries of the New York Public Library. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.